of where he wants me to be.
Yes.
I go up another notch. I keep going up another notch. So whenever something happens to me, I just go to a whole nother level of excellence and prosperity. So I think if you're humble and you take care of what God gives you, no matter how small it is or whatever, he'll bless you to have even more. But as long as you give him credit for everything, because I don't take credit for anything that has happened in my life. What has happened in my life was because God used me as an instrument to project his word, to tell people who he is, for my light to shine without me even saying anything. So as long as I do that, as long as I please God, then he'll take care of the rest.
That's right.
Thank you, Sister McGyver. We have just two more questions we want to ask you because we know your time is valuable. Go ahead, Pastor Anthony.
Oh, no. I was going to comment on what she said when she said Cuddle, she would let go. I don't feel like you would let go. Mm-hmm. I feel like that you were, your season had finished. And that I believe sometimes your season finished, and that's the pruning process for Christians.
Right.
Because we there for a season. We're not there. Most people try to stay there forever because they get comfortable.
Yes.
But I think sometimes we...
True.
I think some,
true.
Sometimes we're let go, as you say. But I say our time has finished. God say, okay, your purpose there is through. Now let me prune you and put this little tar that they put on you, and then so that you can burst more fruit.
Some more fruit.
Yeah.
Amen. Now, Sister McGyver,
I believe that too. That is truly what happened with the last situation in 09 when my season was up at that particular position. God elevated me to go out on my own, start my own show, syndicate my own show.
Right.
I've always wanted to get into television, and right now, myself and three other friends, we have a show that is at a network right now that's being considered. So all that's happening to me now, it wouldn't have happened if I was still in the place I was in 09.
Right.
Wow, that's
awesome. We thank God for the obedience.
And being led by the Spirit, led by the Spirit. Yes. Well, tell us real quick, Ms. McGyver, what are you most thankful for?
You know, I'm most thankful for God allowing me to have the platform that I have to help somebody else, whether it's by playing a song on the radio, whether it's by doing an interview with an artist or a pastor that can touch somebody's life, maybe stop them from committing suicide or stop them from doing drugs.
Yeah.
If anything that I've done over the last 32 years has led one person to Christ, then it was not for naught. Then I've done what God wanted me to do.
Yes.
That is awesome. That's awesome. The old song, how the old song go? If now my living is not in vain.
That's right.
My living. If I can touch one person, my living is not in vain.
Okay. Yes. Ms. McGyver, I have one question for you.
Mm-hmm.
I know you've been in radio for about 30-some-odd years or 30-plus years, right?
Amen. Yes.
Tell me, out of the 30-plus years. Can you still remember your first artist that you interviewed?
Wow. I cannot.
One of them. Just tell me one of them.
Wow, let me see. Because I've just interviewed so many over the years.
Exeter said it was David Ruffin.
She ain't that old, man.
I've got my ARP card and I use it. So.
Amen.
God willing, I'll be 53 August 11th.
Congratulations.
I'm laughing, but I got my ARP card too.
Amen.
But I can't. I've interviewed so many people that I can't remember the first person, the first few people that interviewed. It just slips my mind right now. You know, that happens when you get older.
Right. Then let me ask you this. What is your most memorable moment in radio?
I guess my most memorable moment in radio. I guess I have several. Being inducted into the Broadcasters Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. That was a big deal for me.
Big deal.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm kind of sad.
Getting a Stellar Award. I'm sorry?
I'm kind of sad.
Why?
I was hoping you say this was your more memorable moment right now. You know, no, I'm just
that.
That goes without saying. That goes without saying.
I'm just messing.
That goes without saying.
Well,
that's one of my moment.
That's right. Now, let me ask you this one more question, and then we're going to let you go. Uh-huh. We're going to let you talk about the DeSoto Jazz Festival. What local artists have you worked with here in Dallas, local artists?
I've worked with a number of local artists because I actually, back in, I believe, 96 to 98, maybe, I programmed a contemporary gospel station. It was an AM-FM combo called Joy 104.9 FM 910 AM. And it wasn't on but maybe a year and a half, but it made a huge impact in the city. So by doing that local radio, I was able to work with and build relationships with just about all the local artists, from the Andrew Brothers to Tommy Young West to Cherry to all of them, and just about all of them that I've worked with by being in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And now I'm glad that I'm back in Dallas on a station because I can work with them. Again, I like helping local artists out. I like helping independent artists, you know, to keep them motivated and encouraged to keep it moving, because you don't get your first hit overnight. Most people don't. Yolanda Adams was in the business 20 years before she got her first hit. So it's not an overnight thing, but some young people feel that it is. So I like to encourage independent artists and encourage upcoming artists. Right. Some of the artists that are on the Soul Jazz Festival Sunday Brunch, which is this Sunday at Buttons on DeSoto, include Daylon Collins, Angela Blair, Cher Weekly, and then Andre Lindsay and the Daniels Project.
Right.
So
they're
awesome.
All really good artists. Yeah, all really good artists. We're hoping everyone comes out to support. There are two brunches. As you know, Buttons is kind of a more intimate setting, so we had to have two. There's one from 11 to 1, and there's one from 2 to 4. And also, there's a jazz ensemble that will be playing the Todd Band, and they'll be playing as well. So we're going to mix the jazz with the gospel, and we're just going to have a great time.
Well, that's awesome. Thank you once again, Sister MacGyver, for all that you do for the gospel industry and the radio industry. And thank you for coming on the Dunamis Live Show. Y'all give it up for Miss Willie Mae MacGyver again.
Willie Mae MacGyver. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you
so
much. Thank you so much. And we'll be in touch, okay?
Please do. God bless you all.
See you there.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, once again, everyone, that was Sister Willie Mae MacGyver. She's the host of Beyond the Praise, syndicated radio show, Hall of Fame inductee, right here live on the Dunamis Live Show. That's how we do it. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
God is good. God is good.
All the time.
Well, we'll be right back after this station break. Stay tuned to the Dunamis Live Show.
Yeah.
Jump in.
Gonna pause for a station identification break.
you wanna add another day to my week, 'cause you're so sweet.
Soul music takes you back. Hip-hop keeps you grooving. R&B moves you, while smooth jazz simply soothes you. You've just entered the musical entertainment zone called the 2012 DeSoto Soul Jazz Festival. Held from June 1st through June 10th, this 10-day festival of family, music, health, food, and fun will culminate Saturday, June 9th at the fabulous DeSoto Eagle Stadium, featuring legends Cameo, Pieces of a Dream, Dougie Fresh, official Soul Jazz DJ Grandmaster D, MC Light, and a finale performance from the incomparable Rochelle Farrell. The DeSoto Soul Jazz Festival is brought to you by the DeSoto Chamber of Commerce, DeSoto ISD, Walgreens, Gemstone Management, Dr. Pepper, Cedar Crest Golf Course, Covenant Media Group, the All-America City of DeSoto, and
FishbowlRadioNetwork.com.
Get your tickets at DeSotoSoulJazzFest.com.
We're celebrating the Constitution, and we want you to join us during the annual Constitution Week from September 17th through 23rd, 2012. This will be held at the Righteous Branch Ministries, located at 1500 Circle Park Boulevard, Suite 207, Fort Worth, Texas, 76106. We will be commemorating the September 17th, 1787 signing of the Constitution. Congress has designated that week as Constitution Week, so please come out and support. For more info, please contact Mother Lolita Love at 512-945-7551. Again, that's Mother Lolita Love at 512-945-7551. Pastor Frank Lopez will be hosting.
Join Fishbowl Radio Network as we broadcast live from the Essence Festival July 6th through the 8th. Listen as we stream from the Orange Bowl. Interviews, music, food, and fun. Jump into Fishbowl Radio Network's most talked about event yet. Check out our events page for more information. Remember, don't jump out, jump in.
Welcome back to the Dunamis Live Show. You're listening to Nate G, local artist.
Gloria.
Gloria. Right here, FishbowlRadioNetwork.com. Be right.
Forget Nate Z, the Holy Spirit owns it.
Now I lay me down to sleep, pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I know your face I'll see. And on that day we meet, and a master speak. I pray, I say that with my hands and feet, I chose to give it.
Glory to the Father, glory to the Lord. With my hands, speak the feet, you the one I speak of. Glory to the Father, glory to the Lord.
Gloria, Gloria, y la honra. Gloria, Gloria, y la honra. Gloria, Gloria, y la honra. Gloria, Gloria, y la honra.
You were created light, you were created life. So let these words I write bring glory to the Christ. You are the risen King, and you know everything. And yet you.
chose to come and give your life for me. I stand here still amazed that you would take my place. I stand here still amazed. I thought it was too late for a man like me with a past like me. But glory's all about you, and it's not about me. Now I lay me down to sleep, pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I know your face I see. And on that day we meet, and I'm asked to speak. I pray, I say that with my hands and feet, I chose to give you. Glory to the Father, glory to the Lord. With my hands, speak to feet, you the one I speak of. Glory to the Father, glory to the Lord. With my hands, speak to feet, you the one I speak of. Gloria, Gloria, y la honra. Gloria, Gloria. Gloria, gloria, la y la honra.
What's poppin', baby? It is your boy Big Nick.
Set the city on fire.
Dallas, yeah. Simple, baby. Set the city on fire.
Come on, set the city on fire. Yeah.
Right here. This is for the fire. Stand up. We rockin', rockin'. I let the boy baby. Yeah. Straight out the gate, I put them in your face. So there's no debate about my God who is great. The king on the throne, and where the flames stay lit until your boy can make it back home. The glory is shown, Christ on the throne. So I stay making moves into the trunk, to the zone. Trying to be like a clone, put the word and they don't. Let the black know about the blood, they're the tone.
Hey, back. All right, welcome back to the Dunamis Live Show. That was Big Nick with On Fire. Before that was Nate G with Gloria, our Hispanic homeboy out of Fort Worth. What's up? Well, Rocker Crew, Gila, and everybody is going down. They were at the throwback concert with Cookie Rodriguez, and they came out and blessed us as well. Gila did.
Yeah, they rocked it, man.
Yeah, he always rocked it everywhere he goes.
In the name of Christ.
In the name of Christ. Well, we're talking about the pruning process, and we're going to introduce a new segment on the Dunamis Live Show. It's called Fresh Deposits, and that's a fresh word of God from a woman of God, and that's none other than Minister Sean Floyd. Y'all give it up for Minister Sean Floyd.
All right, all right. I need the snapping of the fingers as
the,
I do the fresh
you
deposit.
You want the snapping. Is this poetry? Is that what we're doing? Amen.
No, the title of this one is Harvest Time.
Harvest Time. Let's go.
In order for your spirit to grow, the seed, which is the word, has to be watered in order to blossom into the desired manifestation of the planter, who is God. Luke 8:11. No water, no plant food, no pruning can lead to bearing no fruit left for dead. The seed cannot become alive unless it is planted. Imagine this. The power behind this little seed pushes up soil, debris, anything that gets in its way in order to do what it is designed to do, moving stumbling blocks in your life, big or small. The seed is saying, ain't no stopping me now, as it labors. You must understand it's not an overnight process, and work is involved. Transformation does not happen overnight. What the seed looks like at the beginning, your right now situation, has nothing on the finished product. Allow the word to be planted within you so you can blossom into whom God has created you to be rather than whom the world trying to seduce you to be. We can't allow the dirt, the rocks, and debris to stunt our growth. The seed, the word, which is God, provides us with the strength and ability to work through those obstacles for God to be bountiful, bestow gifts and favor. Small beginnings leading to great rewards. 2 Corinthians 9:6.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's awesome. Everybody, we got to do the snaps.
The snaps, please.
We're going to have to get some kind of app that does
snaps
automatically.
Oh, that was a poetic moment?
Yeah, that was poetic. Oh. Fresh, it was called a fresh deposit. I don't know if it's poetic.
I thought she was ministering. I didn't know she was doing poetry.
Amen. It was ministry.
As I sowed that seed into the...
Amen. Amen. Praise God. So thank you, Minister Sean, for that fresh deposit.
Thank you so much.
We'll be doing that on the Dunamis Live Show, 6 o'clock every time. Now, how can we get in touch with you, Minister Sean, if somebody wants you to come out and speak? And
you can contact me at 469-556-0971.
Do it again.
And again, that's 469 556-0971. And mm-hmm. you can also reach me on Facebook under Minister Shawn, that's spelled S-H-A-W-N, Floyd, F-L-O-Y-D. Again, Minister Shawn Floyd.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Once again, thank you for sharing that fresh deposit with us. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So as we get ready to transition, we have our in-studio guest with us here on the Dudemans Live Show. I'm going to let Minister Shawn, since they're real close friends with Minister Shawn, I'm going to go ahead and let her introduce your good friends.
They are not only my good friends, but we do talk and we minister to one another. We have a great time in the Lord as mm-hmm. well as sisters do in Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And these Amen. Lovely women, they are definitely double mint twins. And they come in with a double impact right. because they both have experienced some things together from childhood to adulthood. And we just want to talk to them about, you know, their transition, which it goes aligned with what we're discussing, the pruning process. And we want y'all to understand the process of what you have to go through. And when we talk about pruning, again, they mentioned earlier, it hurts sometimes.
Yes.
So we want them to kind of touch on that issue of some of the things that hurted them. Well, it again, I don't want to say hurt them. Mm-hmm. You know, but because we understand now why it happened. But right. at the time that it did happen, it seemed like all hope was gone. Mm-hmm. And they just felt worthless at that time. And we want you to kind of just touch on that basis right there and take us in.
Thank you, Shawn. This is Alicia, the younger twin, by 10 whole minutes.
10 whole minutes.
When you talk about the pruning process, it just reminds me of when I was going through the renovation. I call it the renovation process when God is rebuilding you. You know, when a house is old and it's being renewed, it is not renewed just from the outside. It goes from the inside out. And right. so what God started doing is he started pulling out some of those old things and started to renew my mind and started renewing the things that were old and taking out that old mess. But first it had to be taken out, and it was very hard to take out. I remember when God was delivering me from just a real bad spirit. And so I was listening to Juanita Bynum, No More Sheets.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And yes. when I was going through that was one of the hardest things. And I never thought that I could ever say in my life that I was celibate, that I would ever be celibate. I used to think, oh, are you kidding me? You know, that doesn't happen, but it does happen, it you know? Is. And so when I would listen to that, No More Sheets, it was really one of the most amazing times that I recognized that God was doing a work, and I had to deny myself. You know, and it was not right. easy. We all right. fall, though. Don't get it twisted.
Right. Right.
You know,
right.
I don't right. think that anybody in this world or in this room is perfect to not fall. But I tell you one thing: when God delivers you, He delivers you, and all of your essence. And so I just call what you could like what you put in the pruning process. I call it the renovation process. It's the renewing. Wow. It's something new, and He has to take out those old things
yes.
just to put what He wants inside of you, so His will and His work can be done in your life.
I love that.
Yes.
I have to say this because she said renovation.
Yes.
And renovating, like you were saying, mm-hmm. they go in on the inside or the outside and renovate, but they never touch the foundation because the foundation mm-hmm. is already stable.
Exactly.
God had already laid the foundation in you. He didn't have to go back and touch
that's
that
good.
Foundation.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's
yes.
exactly so,
but
right
he had
there.
To touch that house. The inside.
To. That's right.
Yeah.
I love that. I love
get
that.
Get your house in order.
Get it in order.
Yeah, yes. God, I see you. I see you.
And let me just
that
jump in
true.
Real quick. Real quick.
She's not changed.
Renovated. Yeah, the renovation. Be like, you're welcome to come into the new home.
Come on. Amen. Amen.
You're welcome but to go with me to get that change.
You know what? When we go through the renovation process, and I flipped a couple of homes when I lived in Atlanta in the construction business. When you renovate, in that home, I mean, it's just tore up from the floor up. It's raggedy. It just looks like it's like a bomb hit it, and it's just tore up, and nothing seems to be working right. But you know what? You don't quit on the process. You don't quit on the process because you have paid contractors who are skilled in what they do, And their whole purpose is to renovate it. But going into that process, it just looks like it's almost impossible. And sometimes the renovating, the pruning process that God takes us through, our life can look like it's a mess.
Yes.
Amen. It can look like it's a mess. And we question God. We're like, what is going on? To be truthful, what's going on? We question God.
As if he did.
Right.
Exactly. But now that we understand the renovation process, man, that's a great word. The renovation process, that it's the end product that we're looking and hoping for. Amen. So we can bear more fruit, and like you said, we can invite people in to come and say, look what God has done. Amen.
It's just like when we use those different types of, you know, like it's certain companies that you want to go to to get, you know, to get the stuff for the new the new products for the new building.
Right.
You know, God didn't have to tear down, you know, like didn't have to destroy my entire being to get to get the doing, you know, taking the things out that needed to be taken out. He just had to I had to recognize what God was doing there. If I wanted to submit, I did.
Right.
But the thing about it is God sometimes will put you in a position where you have to submit. It's
That's
not even about you.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? In the end, because God will use what you went through, from me being a stripper to being with the dope dealers and me being out there living that wild lifestyle, to be able to tell somebody else that you can change. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of people out there that really don't believe that God loves you for where you are, not for where people see you and your actions, but God see your beginning from the end.
That's
you get what I'm saying?
The author and the finish.
And you know what? Let me add to that too, because it's like when you renovate something, the renovator come in, they see the beauty of it, because you seeing the raggedness, you seeing it being tore up and broken.
Exactly.
But the renovator, one that's doing the renovation, which we're going to say is God, he sees the beauty in you. He sees the best in you. So therefore, when you really are going through that renovation process, you begin to see it now, because you are hurting, and you're hurting more now, and it's pushing you towards God. So God starts allowing you to see things a little bit differently. So what you thought and it seems broken and tore up, it really never was.
Y'all,
he ready to go.
But I love that.
Come on, Pastor, go ahead.
Because God sees you for what he made you.
Right.
You know, even in your brokenness, even in your messed upness, you know, God sees you for what he ordained and purposed for you. So, that renovation, you better watch out. I might have to preach that renovation thing.
Wow.
I'm ready. Let me tell you.
The renewing of the mind and the spirit.
Amen.
How long?
Be ye transformed.
By the renewing of your mind.
And of the spirit. And God also just said to me that, you know, the project that we're working on, that we're renovating, you know what? It didn't start out in that bad condition. Hello, somebody. It didn't start out in that condition. Through the years, wear and tear, making bad decisions, not taking care of it, amen, puts us in a place of destruction, and debris is there. But God, like Sister Sean said, comes in and he sees the beauty in it. There's a scripture that says, "I will give you what beauty for your ashes."
Yes.
Is that what it? That somebody pulled that up. I believe that's in Deuteronomy.
Yeah.
Beauty for your ashes, and God comes in and he sees the beauty in you, and he says, "Even though you in the strip club, guess what? I still love you." Even though you're running with the dope dealers and you appear to be as far away from me as you can possibly be, but I still love you and I'm still working on you. We need those under construction signs.
Yeah, working on
We need a hard hat.
One of the most key elements in the whole renovation process, the transformation process, is patience. Mm-hmm. You know, the word of God said, "Let patience have its perfect work." You know, a lot of people get done, so they get discouraged during that transformation process. I know when God was pruning me, it's uncomfortable, and when you're in an uncomfortable position, you get impatient.
I like that, and I'm gonna even go a little bit farther with this. Pruning ain't nothing but maintenance.
Braids.
It's maintaining what you have, what is inside of you. And sometimes God will maintenance us, just like our car. We can't ride this car without its maintenance, because the car won't last long. But I thank God that we can pull into a shop and say, "God, I need an overhaul. I need an oil change."
When you pull in that shop, they don't fix it in 2 minutes.
That's it. But you can't go to a shade tree mechanic.
No, you can't.
Because everybody don't know how to work on this car.
I fix it for a six pack. No.
Yes. I think Sister Sean found
it. She found it. It's in Isaiah.
Go ahead, read it.
It's Isaiah 61:3.
Right.
And it starts out with, "And provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor."
Amen. I remember when God gave me that scripture as well. I remember that. I know it had to have been back in like 2003. It was after me and Marisa had gotten out of prison. But still, the process was going on so strong. And God was doing his work because I was allowing him to.
Yes.
I got tired of standing in God's way. Because every time I stood in his way, I had a serious fight on my hand. Because God, when he has a call on your life, it will be made manifest.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. You cannot fight the call that's on your life. You cannot fight with God. You can try. But the thing about it is God's word is bond. If he has a call in your life, we thought people was crazy when people would tell us, well, God got a call on y'all life. We said, like, God got a call on our life. No, we don't. You know what I'm saying? We really didn't believe it because we didn't know who was calling. You know what I'm saying? We didn't really understand what they meant by God had a call on our life. They saw the beginning to the end.
Yes.
But we didn't see anything but where we were, getting in trouble and stuff. But see, when he wants his work to be done, he will use the bold, the furious, the people who are fearless to go out there and do anything.
Yes.
That was wrong before the world to make it right before man and God so that we can be able to share the testimony and get people delivered. And because some people need to know, there's so many people out there that's lost.
Right,
there's so many people out there that don't even know that God is ready to get them from where they are now. And that's the main thing that I want a lot of people to know, is that God want to use you where you are. I was talking to a woman of God yesterday, and she was saying, I didn't want to talk about God, with you right now because I'm doing this and I'm doing that. I'm sitting here looking like, do you know it's not even about you?
Right,
I was like, you don't know that person that's you talking to. You don't know what they're going through. Just like they don't know what you're going through. I said, when God tell you to speak, you have to work in the spirit of obedience and do what he has told you to do, and not what your flesh want to do, because you're so worried about where you are.
That's
you would never get God's work done if you worry about that.
I'm just gonna say this. I'm gonna say this because
to the song.
I just seen a transformation just a few minutes ago when you were first talking, and then how the Holy Spirit took over.
Anointing is in here.
I just saw that transformation happen just a few minutes ago in you.
Jesus, because you got the anointing. Just, the anointing is here.
Amen.
In the studio. God is wherever we at.
Amen. That's amen. Right. That's right.
And I'm going to say this because this is so true. Hey, if you embrace the change, it will hurt, but it'll be profitable to you.
That's right. That's right.
Like you say, pruning doesn't feel good. And like Sister Alicia or Marissa.
I'm Alicia.
That's why I had it right.
Yeah,
Sister Alicia was saying, it was some things that was going on in her life, and then she didn't understand why. But as the end result came, she understood. Yeah, if you embrace it, it's going to hurt. Because everybody hates change.
That's right.
We hate the fear of the unknown. Using the word renovate. When we go and renovate, the first thing we ask is how much? Because that pocketbook hurt when you start talking about, I got to do this, I got to do this. Like, oh. But when you see the end result, it was all worth it.
That's right. That's right.
And bring value.
You're listening to the Dunamis Live Show. We have the Double Impact Twins in the studio with us. You just heard from Alicia Redis. Alicia Redis, and now right after this song, Marvin Sapp, my testimony, we'll be hearing from the other twin, Marissa Redis, as well. Brother Donaldson, hold the line. We'll be right back.
Through. See, I didn't lose. I just
experienced loss at a major cost, but I never lost faith in you. So if you see me cry, it's just a sign that I'm still alive. Oh yeah, I got some scars, but I'm still alive. In spite of calamity, he still has a plan for me, and it's working for my good, and it's building my testimony.
So glad I made it.
In spite of the storm and rain. I'm still alive, declaring that I made it through. I didn't lose.
I didn't lose.
Experience loss.
Experience loss.
And a major cost. But I never lost faith. I'm so glad I made it. Is there anybody in here have that testimony? So glad I made it. So glad I made it. I made it through. I made it through.
So glad I made it.
Thank you, Jesus.
So glad I made it.
I could have lost my mind. I could have lost my mind. That you almost threw in the towel. But when you look back over your life, you realize I made it there. I made it. I made it. I made it. Is there anybody in here that know that you made it? I made it. I made it. I made it. So glad I made it.
You're back with the Dunamis Live Show here on FishbowlRadioNetwork.com. Jump in.
Hey, Brother Donaldson, you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, let me introduce you to our listening audience. This is Brother Don Donaldson. He's the founder and CEO of Covenant Commitment Encounters. That's right, Covenant Commitment Encounters. I'm trying to spit it out, boy. That's a tongue twister.
Get it one more time, then.
Covenant Commitment Encounters.
All right.
That's right. Yeah. Hey, y'all give it up for Brother Donaldson. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great.
Good.
Thanks for taking my call.
That's all right. Hey, man, you've been listening to the show for a while now. We're talking about the pruning process. Somebody came in, but through the Spirit of God, and it has put another twist on it, call it the renovation process. And so we're just talking about transformation and how God takes you through this process so that you can bear more fruit. Amen?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that?
With the renovation process, my wife just happened to come in the room, and she was listening to it. And I'm going to let her just go ahead and take over and tell her little story real quick. Go ahead, babe.
Hi.
Hey, sister, how you doing?
We enjoy the show very much.
Amen. Praise God.
Well, I just wanted to say, to just share my little story with you about the renovation. We've been renovating a house. Actually, John's been renovating a house for a while now. Well, he started out renovating a house, but it's for the ministry. It's for the couples ministry. You know, we do the gardening and we do the working with the couples.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll share this right quick. He was renovating the house, and it's a 19th century house, so, you know, it's really, really old. And he was doing that, as I said, for the marriage ministry that we serve in. And so my sister came down to visit us because she wanted to see the changes that John had made.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought he'd done a great job, and she thought he did a great job.
Right.
And so, anyway... he worked really, really hard. He had a background in renovating, too. So I was like, wow, you know, this is amazing. But what happened was later I called my sister, and she came down to visit again because she wanted to see the changes. But the minute she walked into the house, she said, oh, my God.
Wow.
What happened to this house?
Uh-huh.
Has the carpet been in this house? Because in between the time that she had visited the first time, we had a carpenter come in. And she said, yes, I can see the changes. The part that was crooked is straight. There was a broken part in the house, and he had fixed that part.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to make that analogy that, you know, Jesus is a master carpenter because, you know, I was kind of listening to the renovation story. So when Jesus to your house, he can fix everything. I mean, we really can't fix ourselves. He can fix all the crooked places, the broken places, leaning places. And
that's
the scripture I want to share was, I have not seen nor ears heard.
Come on,
to the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for those who love him.
Right.
And all we have to do is submit to him, and he can fix everything.
Amen. 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 John, you didn't tell us that she was going to preach on the show today. You set us up. You set us up. Hey, man, we appreciate y'all calling in. We pray blessings over your ministry, marriage.
Yes.
It's covenant. What is it again?
It's covenant, commitment, encounter.
We're going to work on changing that name in the name of Jesus. So that
CCE.
That's toe up. We're going to pray to change the name instead of praying to say, Lord, let me say it right.
You know how we do. You know how we do. That's how we do. Church folk. Amen. Amen. We ain't. Amen. So, Don, thank you for calling in once again, man. And much blessings on your ministry. And tune in next week. All right.
All right. I will. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. All right. Now we have Marissa, the other twin in the studio with us. Amen. Praise God. Amen. What? This is awesome. This is awesome.
The
man.
Other part of Double Impact.
Double Impact. Amen. Yeah. You know what? I was speaking with a friend of mine, Dr. Richard. Dr. Richard, PhD education. And he was saying that I was sharing about Double Impact and what he does. They travel. They go to various ISDs and they do workshops and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
And so he may be, if I can give y'all his phone number, he's interested in talking to you guys and you ladies rather, and have y'all come out and do some work with him as well.
Okay,
Richard Davis,
brother
Richard Davis. That's right. He was an administrator for 27 years,
yes,
and then he served on the board here in DISD, and so now that's what he does. He does consulting, and he also does workshops in the ISDs, and so he definitely is interested in hearing y'all's story and having y'all come and present to some high schoolers.
Okay, that sounds great.
Yeah,
that's
man, Doom is looking out for you. That's what we do. Doom is we hook it up, right? That's what we do. We try to be a blessing to everybody, a blessing to the community.
Divine connections.
Amen. So, Marissa, tell us about this transformation process, this pruning process, and going through it. And Alicia, so eloquently, she through the Spirit of God just kind of opened it up, and so we just want you to continue in that same vein.
Oh, okay. All right, well, she took it all the way up, so let me see if I can climb the stairs to get all the way up there.
Amen. Ain't no competition. Amen. No, amen. Praise God.
But, I mean, the pruning process is amazing. Mm-hmm. And we never know who we really are until we submit to it and allow God to have his way in our life. And, I, you know, just like Alicia said, we didn't know who we were when people would tell us that God's going to use you. He has a call on your life.
Right.
Like, God ain't called us. You know, it's like, what are you talking about? We didn't understand that language. But it just makes me think about Jonah and the whale and how we went to prison and how we were pulled away. And when we were there, I remember watching T.D. Jakes' video. And he said, God will take you away from everything and everybody that you depend on.
Right.
To get you where he wants you to be.
Right.
And so sometimes, you know, you truly don't understand what God is doing, because I just think back to then when I saw the video, but then I look at now. Thank you, Jesus, for a second chance, because some people may be going through some things right now. You don't understand it all, but trust him. God word never changes in spite of what people tell you about what you can't do and about how you're not good enough to do it, mm-hmm. because that's one of the biggest things that we've faced. You have to shut down and right. close yourself out from the negativity, because the enemy, will most definitely come in to try to hinder you and stop you from, being obedient to what God has told right. you to do mm-hmm. with defeat and doubt and failure. You know, he will put that all in your mind, so you won't even take one step to pursue what God has already called you to do. So I just really want to encourage anyone who, if God has told you something and you're going through it right now, mm-hmm. trust his word. That's don't right. trust your circumstances. The only thing that changes in our life is our circumstances. God stays the same. Yes. Always and forever. Mm-hmm. And go ahead.
Go ahead. Go now. No, finish. I want you to finish. I want you to finish. Go ahead.
Look okay. how she looking. Oh,
okay. She don't talk to me as much as me, but I scoot over, sister. I'm
talking to him. Yeah. Sister.
Go ahead. It just remind me of, and Sister Shun was preaching last night about praise, and she was talking about when you're going through, if you praise. Go ahead, Sister mm-hmm. Shun. Just kind of talk about what the praise you was talking about, the topic. What was the topic?
The midnight hour praise.
In the midnight hour. That's what I wanted to hear her say. In the midnight hour mm-hmm. when you pray.
Tell yes. The midnight hour, we were going reading from Acts 16 when Paul and Silas ended up getting locked up in prison for casting out that demon, that soothsaying demon, out of that woman that slayed the one that was a fortune teller. And when they was in there, it talked about going down to verse 25 and 26. It talks about how they were praising and worshiping God in the midnight hour, mm-hmm. And when you think of the midnight, you talk about your darkest hours your life, when you're actually going through those trials, those circumstances and those issues. But when you're in the midst of it, it somehow restricts us from really praising and worshiping God to the point where, what were you going to say?
I was going to say that, during those midnight hours, like what you were saying,
yes,
people start falling off. I feel like, it's really important we talk about this, because people are so attached to other people.
Uh-huh.
And, we become dependent on them being in our life
right.
to where we don't want to let go.
Right.
And we become so disappointed because I didn't know that they were going to do this to me. It's really, God has to separate you from what he knows will be a hindering spirit.
Right.
For what he knows, lies ahead down the road. They can't handle right. your success. Sometimes you have to let go. And those are those valley experiences. You're like, Lord yes. Jesus.
And if you think about it, Paul and Silas was in it together. So God had me to discuss the power of agreement
mm-hmm.
when you're in that. And that's why Paul and Silas was in it together. They were praying mm-hmm. and praising God together. So when you're in agreement with someone, then mm-hmm. it opens up the door for God to be able to move on their behalf. Because further down in the verse, it talks about the earthquake that came through. And mm-hmm. when you're thinking about an earthquake, it's breaking up the foundation. It's destroying some things. It's
shaking some loose.
It's shaking some things. Exactly. Loose. And that's why I say we don't understand the power behind our praise, especially in the darkest hour, mm-hmm. composed to when things are favorable compared to the things when it's not unfavorable. Mm-hmm. Learning to praise God in the midst of it.
Storm. Exactly.
And I love when you said you have to come into agreement. Now, Paul and Silas was in agreement.
Yes.
But what I think Marissa is saying, too, is when she say you have to let go, you have to line up in agreement. You got to get in agreement with God.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And some
right.
of the people that's right. in your life won't be in agreement. Right. They won't even,
right.
They'll be the number one people, even in your family,
Judah.
To tell you, to tell you all the reasons why you can. How are you going to do this and fill your head with doubt?
Yeah.
And sometimes God has to separate us from right. those people and yes. connect us to maybe one or two people who that's would be in agreement point. With us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you'll see a whole slew of friends and family members back away through right. that process. But right. it is, it's a transformation.
Right.
It's pruning. It has to, it has to be molded and changed. And in the midst of that change, your environment
right.
must change.
Right.
Or else they would drag you back down like, what, crabs in a barrel?
Right, yeah. right, right.
When you were talking about the midnight hour, it just reminded me of when God used to wake me up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I used to sit up here, and I was like, and I knew it was him waking me up, mm-hmm. but see, it was everything was silent. I have a lot of children. I've birthed out a nation, literally. And and the multitudes.
Well, that's the word.
And the multitudes. So, and so it was like when it was silent in the house, I just remember God waking me up.
Mm-hmm.
and he would have me to seek him while I was yet still, right, you know, while I was right, yet still right. able to hear, you know what I'm saying? Without the noise, without the kids, without all of the responsibilities of the day, I was able to hear God and have him to be able to move in my spirit and be able to grow and mature me even during that time. And I just remember how it seemed like it was just so easy. It wasn't even a fight. You know, people used to be like, get up and go see God at 3 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock. I'm like, no, Jesus, no, see, I'm going to need some help with that.
Yeah,
so when
yeah.
he started doing it, it was effortless.
Yeah. Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
A lot of times people think, you got to yes. fight so hard. All you got to do is seek God's face, and he going to help you every step of the way when he is growing you in the spiritual realm. But people, mm-hmm. they try so hard. Well, I'm going to have to, honey, you trust God enough to let him have his way in your life, then you ain't going to have to fight no more.
That's right.
You don't have to fight a battle that ain't even yours to fight in the first place. You know what I'm saying? God, no, I can't get up. Even now, get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, yeah. let me turn over. I know either I'm supposed to be praying. I know it's, that's what it is, because I don't wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning. But when that's I do right. wake up, I know it's because God has woke me up for a yeah. reason,
that's
a
right.
purpose. You don't even know. When you could be praying and interceding, for you think you're praying for yourself, but you could be praying for your mother, your father, yes. your cousin.
Somebody. That's somebody.
Interceding for them. Yes. Yes.
Standing in the gap yes. and touching and agreeing.
Right. That's right.
God
right.
have being Marisa to do a lot, too, is what we have to touch and agree. We're here, sometimes he'll have us in the house going around praying and laying hands. Oh, and I'm sorry, and laying hands on the kids while they sleep, going anointing the house throughout the whole entire house, and it'll be, and that's that spiritual agreement when you touch and agree, when God is trying, when God want to do something, he's like, when two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of you. Honey, God has always had my prayer partner right here, and I'm really, really grateful, because, I mean, it's powerful.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it's a powerful thing to be able to step in the boldness of God, but it's not always easy, but it's always worth it. And you know, those for those people who's having a hard time struggling with that.
Right. The scripture says, one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000. I like that when
yes.
you're in agreement with someone.
Yes.
Yes.
And one thing I do want to point out in the midst of that, because like the renovation, the pruning,
right.
when you're in the midst of it, you have to know how to cast your cares.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something else we spoke about, because when you think about casting, it does mean release.
Mm-hmm.
And I use the illustration of a cast on your arm.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have that cast on your arm, it going through a healing and a discipline process,
mm-hmm.
because it got to go back to its normal state.
Mm-hmm.
And when that cast is on, it's also keeping it in position, mm-hmm. so it won't move or tug, because they're trying to get it back in
mm-hmm.
position. And that's what God is trying to do, is he wanting to keep us in the right position to be able to receive what he's about to release in our lives. And at the same time, when we casting and we releasing our cares,
mm-hmm.
then at the same time we're going through a healing process, because you understanding when you're going through that hurt and going through that pain, you can't come out with that pain going over into the newness of things.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you have to go through the process of the healing process.
Mm-hmm.
That mm-hmm. is just so wonderful. We're going to pause for a station identification break at this time. So stay tuned to the Dunamis Live Show. If you have any concerns, comments, or questions, please call 214-556-6239. Again, that number is area code 214-556-6239.
From chasing after you. I'll be chasing after you, and I'll forever be chasing after you. I'll be chasing after you. Toward the mark for the prize, and I won't faint. I won't faint. There's one thing I desire, and that's what I'm going for. I can't continue life day by day, growing dry. I need to be with you,
Jesus.
I'll seek where you are, and I will go from faith to faith, from glory.
Gonna pause for a station identification break.
We're celebrating the Constitution, and we want you to join us during the annual Constitution Week from September 17th through 23rd, 2012. This will be held at the Righteous Branch Ministries, located at 1500 Circle Park Boulevard, Suite 207, Fort Worth, Texas 76106. We will be commemorating the September 17th, 1787 signing of the Constitution. Congress has designated that week as Constitution Week, so please come out and support. For more info, please contact Mother Lolita Love at 512-945-7551. Again, that's Mother Lolita Love at 512-945-7551. Pastor Frank Lopez will be hosting.
If you're looking for a quality licensed electrician in the DFW area, call Extreme Electrical Service today. Quality work, 24-hour service 7 days a week. All residential and commercial jobs accepted. Call 817-366-6888. 817-366-6888. Owner David Johnson and his team understand the importance of your business or your family's electrical needs. Don't let a minor electrical issue become a major problem. Call 817-366-6888. 817-366-6888. Extreme Electrical Service, licensed and insured, TECL, number 27112.
imagine how they whipped them, how they beat them. They opened up his back with every lash and tore off pieces. The place he stood was slick from all the blood that he was bleeding. He could have stayed right there as if he was defeated. But no, he knew that no one else could save the world. They need him. And so he took the form of wretched men. They called him Jesus. He left his throne in heaven. The Satan had deceived them. He had to go to earth and trade his life and win our freedom.
All right, welcome back to the Dunamis Live Show. That was V Rose with Cry Holy. And before that, I had a senior moment for a second.
That's V
Rose with Cry Holy. And before that was Ty Tripper with Chasing After You, the morning song. We're in the studio with our guests. We're getting ready to wrap it up. We just thank God for them coming in and thank God for their ministry. Amen. Double Impact, Marissa and Alicia Ritas, and we just thank God for them. We were talking with Marissa about the pruning process and the transformation process. So, Marissa, let's just go ahead and continue in that conversation.
Oh, okay.
That's right. That's Marissa. I was looking at
you're
Alicia.
Good, you're, talk, good, you're good.
Talking to
you're
Marissa. Good. All right.
You can hold it.
Okay. I mean, they're like identical twins.
I know. We look just alike.
Double impact.
I know. Double impact all day long. Well, I guess pretty much just as I think about continue to think about the pruning process that God does in our life.
Come on.
The most important thing is don't become easily discouraged in the process.
Because
It is a process nonetheless, and all of us have had to go through it. And make sure that you continue to put your trust in God through this entire process, because I remember when I didn't want to give my life to Christ because I thought it was so much that I had to fix about myself and so much that I could do before I give my life to Christ. I didn't understand that God had, I was so messed up to where it was nothing that I could do to fix me. It was nothing that I could do to get myself right. I thought I could. I said, well, I need to stop doing this and I need to stop doing that. And I think a lot of people do that in a lot of areas of their life. Well, if I can just get this right and if I can just get this right and all of that, that was not. By the time I got through trying to fix my life, I messed up every detail from corner to corner. So, so you can't do it by yourself. If people keep coming to you, because my sister Alicia, she kept coming to me over and over again. You know, you need to give your life to Christ, and then I would meet random people. You know, as we already said about people that already told us, but as the warning signs got bigger and bigger, so the warning signs were there for me to halt. To, you know, hold up, you know, you're coming to a dead end, you know, I want to get you, but, you know, I'm trying to stop you and catch you before you get to that place of, you know, of the ultimate, I guess, disaster almost, but then it turns around for the good, but there is so much that takes place once you hit that brick wall, which a lot of us wait to do, because we feel like that we're not good enough to be a Christian. We're not, we can't be that person that we see at church. We can't be that person that that they look like they live in a really, really good lifestyle. They look like they're doing the right thing, but they got issues too. And it's always a process. And we all always are going to have issues, but God works through our issues with us, through our imperfections, through everything that we, battle with. Did you want to say something, Alicia?
Yes. I know my biggest thing, this is for some of the people who are young Christians, who are young and don't know God. I understand the struggle of looking at certain people and you're like, am I going to lose myself? Am I going to lose my personality? Honey, God enhances you when you begin to grow in him. I'm still the same silly Alicia, lively person. she is. I mean, and that's the thing, you know what I'm saying? God builds us up, but he does not allow us to lose who we are. I was scared I was going to be like Sister Johnson or Sister LaWanda with the fluorescent dresses looking like some kind of a bumblebee flower feast. I didn't want to be that, you know what I'm saying? And so, and I didn't want to be that person, you know? I'm like, that was the scariest thing, that I was going to turn into that woman. And God made me into the woman that he saw that I always was, this lively person who actually loved God and actually loved herself more than she ever imagined.
And then I also want to say this, and he uses that, this outgoing personality that he has given us so freely, you know, for his glory.
That's right.
Period. People didn't understand why we could go around and talk to people and meet people randomly, you know, but now God has us standing up in front of, you know, well, I can say hundreds, not thousands quite yet, but hundreds of people.
You're on your way, though. You're on your way.
We're on our way. Amen. And, you know, hundreds of people, and we're not afraid to step out. We're not afraid to say something, you know. So he will use every part of you for his glory. Amen. Just don't be afraid of it. Be confident in who, you know, who he shows you and what people tell you. Just say, God, I'm not sure exactly what they just said, but God, if that's what you want me to do, right, you know, show me, lead me, and that's exactly what he'll do.
Amen.
All those F's and conducts paid off. All those years of getting those flags, guess
get
what?
Put out the class.
I can use this same mouth for his glory. I use it to be able to share the testimony and be bold in it. He made me a bold woman then, and now the same boldness that I have is multiplied times I don't even know how many times to give him the glory, because that's what he knew it was going to take in order for me to be able to do his will.
And that's what I love about the scripture, the second part of this scripture, where it say, and when thou art converted, strengthen your brother. Right. He's going to use the same thing that that's you right. experienced, that you went to through right. to help somebody else that's going through that same thing.
Right.
So, I mean, hey, he'll make your mess a message.
That's right.
The only thing he changes is your characteristics. Right. That's so important, the characteristics of our father and our mother. Right. You know, we have our, like me and Alicia, we have our daddy's hands, you know, but we have our mama nose. God changed the characteristics, the type of spirits that you carry. That's something that he did do in us. He changed us from being, from carrying the spirit of, you know, looking like a whoremonger to looking, you know, like the person that it was something about you, that type of situation where they can see that spirit in you without you even saying a word. You don't have to walk around, oh, I'm just Christian. Right. No, you can tell a tree by the fruit that it bears.
That's right.
That's the characteristics that he does, but the personality, you know, stays the same.
2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Yes. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are become
new.
Come
on, Sean. Sean, were you going to say something? Okay, and one thing I wanted to just share real quickly with y'all when you were talking about the God using you. What God does, he doesn't change the personality. Well, he changed the characteristics, as you stated before. And case in point in that is that with the disciples, he didn't change their personalities. He didn't change Peter's fire and Peter's zeal, but he changed his character.
Yeah.
And he didn't change Saul's zeal and convictions. What he did was change his name to Paul, right, and change his character. So what God does, he enhances your personality. He leaves it in there. He's giving it to you. He made you, so he gave you that personality for his glory in the first place. So he just enhances that personality. He didn't change Brother Anthony's crazy personality. He just changed his, changed his character. So we're getting ready to close out here on the Dunamis Live Show. We want to thank Marissa and Alicia Rita's.
Rita's, like Rita's a book.
Like Rita's a book. Dunamis, not Dunamis, but Double Impact. Amen.
Yeah.
Double Impact, breaking through the bars.com is how you can reach them online. Give us some more information real quick how you can be reached.
Okay, you can reach us, as he said, breaking through the bars.com is our website, and you can also call us at 972-513-6750 to get us in for a speaking engagement. We love, you know, to come out and share our testimony and what God has done. Once again, the website is breakingthroughthebars.com, and our telephone number is 972-513-6750.
All right. Sister Sean, closing words. Amen.
Well, no, I'm pausing because when you say Minister Sean, it's like I want God to speak.
All right.
You know, and you have to wait to hear from God on certain things because we don't know what the listeners are needing to hear in the closing. But what God is releasing at this time is saying that we have to understand that no matter what, we have to accept and approve what he allows because he knows us better than we know ourselves.
That's right. That's right.
Amen.
Brother Pastor Anthony.
I'm going to go ahead and give it to you because for the time that we have, and then so we can have the altar call. I mean, the accepting of Christ.
The invitation. We'll just go ahead and do the invitation right now. Father, if you haven't received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, we want to make sure you have that opportunity. So all you have to do is just repeat after me. Father, I'm a sinner. I repent of my sins. Have mercy on me. God, I believe that Jesus is your Son, that he died on the cross. The third day he rose with all power. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and save me. The Bible says in Romans 10:9, if you confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord, you shall be saved. So if you prayed that prayer, I know it was quick, but if you prayed that prayer, guess what? You have just been saved. And I want to encourage you to go find a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church. Talk to that pastor. Tell them that you received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior so you can now start a discipleship program because that's how we grow in Christ. Amen. Amen. So I want to thank everyone once again for tuning in to the Dunamis Live Show. Make sure you stay tuned. Coming up next is In the Mix with Gospel's DJ here on FishbowlRadioNetwork.com. Meet us next week, Thursday, 5 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, the Dunamis Live Show.
Man, it's your boy, the Gospel's DJ, host of In the Mix with the Gospel's DJ on Fishbowl Radio Network. Check out the show every Thursday from 7 to 9 p.m. in the Religious Bowl. You can hear me playing the hottest, hippest, dopest, funkest, gospel and Christian tracks on the planet. Don't miss In the Mix with the Gospel's DJ, music that soothes your soul.
On FishbowlRadioNetwork.com. Jump in.